The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm proud to say Eric made me who I am today. A man who lives in a car wash and goes by the name Uncle Sudsy Wudsy. And now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey, don't mention it, pal. Don't mention it.
Yeah.
Albin, today is currently Tuesday.
It is.
Okay. I'm flying to Orlando because tomorrow
now?
I'm speaking in Orlando. Right now, no. Technically, right now.
I thought we were doing this on the plane.
I'm in the studio talking to you now
in
New
confused.
York City. But I'm speaking in Orlando this week, Orlando, Florida. Mm. Next week, I'm going to Louisville, Kentucky. Old Kentuck.
Oh.
My old Kentucky home.
That's
going
right.
To Kentucky. I travel and I speak. And I tell you, it is really a blessing to me that I cannot even put into words. People come, they say, oh, I've read your books, and it just means so much to me to meet people who have read my books and followed this program. And I just want to say to folks out there, thank you. You really cannot imagine what that means to somebody. Now, there are some people, you know, big stars, maybe they're fatigued with the public. Let me tell you something. Mm. I appreciate it more than I can ever put into words. And I never used to understand years ago, you'd hear somebody, a singer or somebody say, oh, I do it for the fans or the fans or the fans. I never understood what they meant.
Yeah.
I get it now. Like, it's just people who care about what you're doing and follow you. It's such a deep blessing because it's not exactly
people know I'm the producer of the show, they say, what's it like being that close to Eric Metaxas? To Bonhoeffer
I don't want to know.
Yeah,
I don't want you to tell me.
Yeah, I say you don't want to know. Believe me, folks.
All right, we've got a couple. First of all, we should always announce at the beginning of these segments who's coming up today.
We've got
the great John Zmirak.
Big bad John.
He's coming up. John Zmirak is coming up. We're going to be talking about Bernie Sanders and communism and Bernie Sanders. Mm. We'll talk about Soviet-era communism, and we're going to talk about Bernie Sanders and a lot of fun stuff with John Zmirak.
Talk about Bernie Sanders, why don't you?
Yeah, we might.
Okay.
And then in hour two, this is kind of a special, crazy thing today. We have in the studio the man who became the official photographer for the Trump campaign in 2016. He was not, he was politically liberal.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating story. I'm not going to blow it. I'm not going to spoil it. But in hour two, we're going to have him in the studio. Gene Ho is his name, and he is, you'll see. Yeah. Well, what a story. What a story. Okay. Two things, Albin. Things. First of all, this morning, I like to start doing facts, you know, like I like to do a segment on this program, which I'm not going to do today, but it's called Did You Know?
Okay.
Okay. It's Did You Know Something from History? And we're going to start doing Did You Know from History? And in line with that, I want to talk about the planet Pluto.
Okay.
this is not really the kind of thing I would do in a Did You Know. Maybe we would. I don't know. I love tons of people, especially I keep forgetting that as you get older, you realize young people, they haven't heard of this stuff.
They haven't heard of Pluto.
Certain things that they haven't heard of.
And by the way, are you speaking there next week?
No. Pluto is shut down because they've had some kind of – they're doing repairs or something like that.
Okay.
See, now I'm confused.
Okay.
Pluto. I want to talk about Pluto. But before I talk about Pluto, today is the day they discovered Pluto in 1930.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I want to talk about Pluto before we go to John Zmirak. But before we talk about Pluto and you find out my opinion on Pluto, the planet, before you find
this
out.
This is going to get you
opinion,
in hot water.
I want to remind folks, yesterday was a holiday. So most people probably didn't hear us talk about our new sponsor. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to try to keep this brief, but you're going to hear this story a few times over the next weeks because I don't want anyone who listens to this program to be deceived, okay? So I will start the story by telling you that however you spend your money, it's like voting. Most of us, we try to spend our money wisely. We try to reward quality and stuff. You know, you don't buy from someone you know is a drug dealer, okay? If there's a bodega down the street or there's a store and you know that the people who run it are, you know, part of a crime family, you probably would avoid going there, right? Well, I feel the same way about any company. You kind of think some companies are just, you know, mezza, they're okay. Some companies you think of as amazing and you want to reward them because let's say you know they give a lot of money to charity or whatever it is, or the people who run it are care about their employees and, you know, and it's important when we can do that. A lot of times we just don't have that opportunity where we don't have clarity, but it's important when we do that we take it seriously. So if you find out that a company is doing something that you don't agree with, right? Like right. Starbucks, for example, gives a lot of money to progressive causes. Now, of course, that's their right in the United States of America. But if they're giving money to pro-abortion causes or whatever, if you had a choice, I would like to think that you'd say, well, I don't want to reward that company because what they're doing with their money isn't what's in line with my values. I'd rather give my money to a company that's in line with my values. But there's not like another Starbucks option. They pretty much have a monopoly. And there are a lot of companies like that. Nike is another one. What they did with Colin Kaepernick and the Betsy Ross thing. And I just thought, you know, we've got to a point. Now, you got to understand, Nike is so wealthy. They're just monstrous, absolutely monstrous. The wealth of that company is unbelievable. But they've done a number of things that I say, I will never buy another Nike product to the point where it'll hurt me. Like I'll go online and the best shoe will be a Nike shoe. I won't buy it. I'm going to find something else. I don't care because that's I feel strongly that we need to support companies that support our values. And that, by the way, when you do that, they listen. OK, they listen. If the numbers start going down, they're going to wonder what happened. So, you know, in the past, people talk about boycotts or whatever. I'm just talking about using your money in the right way. And I bring all of this up because a sponsor on this program, Relief Factor, the father and son team, Pete and Seth Talbot, they have opened up a coffee company. It is called Honor Bound Coffee. And they told us, they came on this program. We'll rerun it on Friday so you can see my interview with them. And if you watch that, you will get, you'll find out everything about them. They talk about adoption. They talk about a bunch of stuff. But the bottom line is they were going to give some of the profits of Honor Bound Coffee to help military families. And the son, Pete and Seth Talbot, said to the father, what if we gave 100% of our profits to help military families? And the father said, what? And he knocked the son out, cold cocked him, boom, went down. And then he apologized. And he said, oh, son, what have I done? And the son said, I don't know. I just said something about giving 100% of our profits to military families. And the father hit him again. No, we're making that up. No, the father, everybody knows I'm joking. The father said, you know what?
Yeah.
That is such a radical idea, but we want to live out our faith. We're going to give 100% of our profits to military families. And that's my way of saying, folks, I'm going to talk about this till the end of time. Honor Bound Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I ask you to go to their website. I'm not going to say any more because I've talked too long. HonorBoundCoffee.com. HonorBoundCoffee.com. I'm going to push this till the cows come home because they give 100% of their profits
and just
military
real quick. Two for the price of one on that first order. Make sure you say, Eric sent me.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, tell them where you heard it. Okay. That's all I'm going to say for now. But you're going to be hearing about this in the weeks ahead because the coffee tastes great. And what they do with their money, all I can tell you is we have got to reward companies like this. Like, it's just, I drink coffee every single day. Yeah. Okay. We got to talk about Pluto. Ready?
Go.
Okay. In 1930, what's the guy's name? Percy?
No, Clyde Tombaugh.
No. Clyde Tombaugh. No, there's another. Well, anyway, you're right. Yes. The point is that Pluto was discovered and it was the ninth planet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, suddenly a few years ago, like somebody decided Pluto is not a planet.
Right.
And I'm here to tell you folks, when I was a kid in grade school, they suddenly told us, oh, they're not six continents. No, they're not seven continents. They're six continents. Eurasia is a continent. Europe and Asia is a continent, right?
Mm-hmm.
When people start monkeying with the basics, saying red is not a color. I say, oh, no, you're not going to pull that one. Pluto is the ninth planet. It'll always be the ninth planet.
Yeah.
And we will not stand for it being categorized
Take a stand.
A subplanet or any of that kind of thing.
We'll
talk about this in depth at another time on one of our Do You Know segments. We're going to do Did You Know? You're going to love it. Okay. But more importantly, in a couple minutes, the great John Zmirak talking about communism and Bernie Sanders.
Paradise that makes me think of two. Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous? With all the recent fluctuations, it's hard to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. That's right, 86%. Founded by artificial intelligence software developers, Vantage Point gives traders and investors the advantage you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented proprietary technology is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds. No more guessing when to get out or when to stay, buying too high and selling too low. Text money to 411-411. That's MONEY to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point Software. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hey, folks, where does the profit from your cup of coffee go? Well, you know who Pete and Seth Talbot are. They're the father-son owners of Relief Factor, helping thousands of people get out of pain. I'm one of them. Well, I'm thrilled to announce that Pete and Seth have started a new company, Honor Bound Coffee, premium, fairly traded coffee at a terrific price, but even better, almost amazing, really. They've decided to give 100% of the profits to support and bless military families. That's right. By the way, the coffee is fantastic. No doubt about that. You'll love it. And to start it all off, on your first order, you can buy two bags for the price of one. Now, are there American families more deserving of our appreciation than our military? And let me ask you, where do the profits go from the coffee you drink? Pete and Seth are asking you to help bless and serve military families. Simply go to honorboundcoffee.com and on your first order, buy two bags for the price of one only at honorboundcoffee.com. Give your family great coffee and give back to our military 100% of the profits. honorboundcoffee.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts to into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Hey there, folks. We got Big Bad John Zemirak on the line from Dallas. Albin, are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Unleash the Beagles. John Zemirak, are you there?
I am here, and I've given the Beagles some coffee cups to lick out to keep them quiet for a while. They love coffee.
I hope it's honor-bound coffee.
Are you serious? Coffee cups that you...
When I try to drink coffee, Finnegan's long tongue reaches down and steals it from me. So I have to drink it really fast, or he gets it, like half of it.
Unbelievable. Hmm. So what are their names again? Finnegan and what?
And Rainbow?
Rain.
Oh, Rain.
And Rain.
You've met them? They've climbed on your head?
Oh, no. I've certainly met them, but I don't know which one's Finnegan and which one's Rain. You know. Okay, so
the one on the left and the one on
John
the right.
Zemirak, we're talking... We're talking about the news of the day, and you write for stream.org. What shall we discuss first?
Well, what about the Bernie Sanders thing?
What about it?
Yeah.
Well, I think a number of Republicans are very foolishly hoping that Bernie Sanders wins the nomination.
Okay, I am one of them. I'm one of those conservatives hoping that Bernie wins the nomination. Why shouldn't we hope that he wins the nomination?
For the same reason that CNN should not have hoped that Trump won the Republican nomination, as they did for months. The media boosted Trump. They helped Trump because they thought he would lose in a landslide. And they thought they were being clever by positioning, by putting in an unelectable candidate and saddling the Republicans with it. And remember the Republican elites who believed that. I believed that up through the convention. My concern with Trump was that I thought he would lose. So I was, let's put in Ted Cruz. Let's put in John Kasich. Let's find someone who can get elected. But, of course, none of those people probably would have won.
Well, I'm sure none of those people would have won. But I have to tell you that in the primaries, just so you understand who you're dealing with, I was sure that Trump had the best chance of winning. There was something about him.
You were right. I was wrong.
Well,
you were right.
But,
I was wrong.
But I guess the point is that you make with Bernie Sanders is you're suggesting that my instincts would be wrong with feeling that Sanders could not win.
Here is the parallel, Eric. Trump was the candidate who evoked passion, who filled stadiums, people who got people waiting in line as if it were U2 tickets to get in to see him.
Right.
He was the guy who spontaneously created a whole political movement out of seemingly nothing and guaranteed enough turnout and enough people walking across party lines to just squeak out a victory. The Democrats only have one candidate like that, and that's Bernie Sanders. He has fanatical supporters who feel they were robbed in 2016 of the nomination.
Yeah.
They're young, they're dedicated, they're fanatical. And furthermore, and here's what's really important. What's Sanders' politics and his assertions and his claims all are what fit the media narrative. The media narrative that's been stuffed down our throats and in every bodily orifice since election night 2016 is that there has been a fascist takeover in America. Racists and neo-Nazis have taken over, and we need to start a resistance, capital R, resistance
right.
movement, like the one in France when the actual Nazis marched in. That's what's been playing in every airport on CNN for the last 3 years. That is what people have been primed to believe. And so the one candidate who really fits that is Bernie Sanders, who really does want a revolution and really does have people like his field grassroots organizer in Iowa who wants to set up gulag camps and shoot dissidents on the street as they do in Cuba. Imagine if Donald Trump And by the way, that field operative was caught on audio talking about the need to put wealthy people in gulag camps and work them to death. He has not been fired. Bernie Sanders never even denounced his remarks. Imagine if Donald Trump had neo-Nazi skinheads working for him in Iowa talking about concentration camps, and he didn't criticize them and didn't fire them.
I have to say that that's, you know, if anybody wonders why I support Trump, it's precisely because of what you just said. The idea that people on the other side who hate him would not only say these things, but then be allowed to get away with it because of a complicit media. If you ever needed a picture of how broken things are, there it is. It's so scandalous to me that the United States of America, that what you just said could be true, but it is true. And I don't see anybody on the GOP side, certainly none of the people that you mentioned who ran in 2016 besides Trump, having the guts to face that. And Trump, with all of his baggage, is the only guy who seems to have the fighting spirit to deal with that kind of thing.
That's right. And let's look in the mirror. From the left-wing point of view, Bernie Sanders is the only Democrat who really has the fighting spirit to confront the fascist neo-Nazi occupation of America that just reiterates the evil that has been here since its first settlement in 1619,
yeah,
as the New York Times.
Yeah, this is the new narrative, the 1619 narrative.
So,
it's kind of like the Howard Zinn version of American history.
That's right. And so I think any of the other Democrats would be easy to beat. They're all like high school hall monitors. Amy Klobuchar is like one of those girlfriends that Jerry Seinfeld dated for one episode on the show Seinfeld and then got rid of.
Well, wait a minute. We have to deal with, the new elephant in the room, except he's a donkey, is Bloomberg. Bloomberg,
yeah,
to me, does seem centrist enough, reasonable enough on many levels that I think he could give Trump a run for his money in a way that Bernie could not. What do you say about that?
I think you're exactly wrong.
Why?
I do not think black people are going to turn out for the guy who, until like 3 years ago, was telling police to stop and frisk blacks in black neighborhoods. I don't think they're going to vote for this arrogant, out-of-touch billionaire who thinks the only people in America who should have guns are his private security detail. I mean, you would get fanatical turnout from Second Amendment voters in all these swing states. I think Bloomberg would be the easiest to beat.
Mm.
Now, I don't think Sanders voters are going to turn out to support a recently Republican billionaire and stopper and frisker in chief of New York City.
Right. Interesting. Well, the Democrats
please,
are very
please
split.
Please throw us in the Bloomberg. Please throw us in that there Bloomberg Brer Patch.
Bloomberg. Yeah. Well, listen. You make some interesting points. I think the jury is out. It's fascinating, though, that we're not talking about poor Joe Biden.
Yeah.
No, Biden was actually almost like he's like a Frankenstein monster that was built to be the perfect Democratic candidate.
Right.
But he's just too old and too out of touch. I mean, he's out there talking about it. In my day, all the Negroes loved Esther Williams movies. He's like Grandpa Simpson. He's
right.
Totally out of touch.
Yeah.
He's using the wrong words, out of date terminology that offends people. Just calling people dog faced pony soldiers. I mean,
The thing about Biden is that in order to be the front runner, you cannot really be in fifth place. And that's just a technicality. But if you're in fifth place, it's hard to be the front runner. I want to talk about, you wrote an article about Richard Dawkins. Tell our audience, who is Richard Dawkins, first of all, for people. Listen, one of the things I love about this program, doing this program, is that we get all different kinds of audiences. There's some people who listen. They know all about Richard Dawkins, and they can't even believe somebody doesn't know who Richard Dawkins is. But I would say more than half the folks listening don't know who he is. Tell us, who is he?
He is a British scientist who's made it his business to make sort of unreflective atheism more popular. He was one of the leaders of the new atheist movement, and he lives in Britain. He is politically centrist, which is interesting, and he's not so far left as a lot of materialists. But he recently wrote something on Twitter which started a controversy. He wrote, "It's one thing to deplore eugenics on ideological, political, or moral grounds. It's quite another to conclude it wouldn't work in practice. Of course it would. It works for cows, horses, pigs, dogs, and roses. Why on earth wouldn't it work for humans?
Okay,
Facts ignore ideology.
Okay, so eugenics, and again, if you don't mind, define eugenics so people are clear what we're
eugenics
talking about.
Eugenics is where elites choose who gets born and who doesn't, whether through genetic engineering or genetic testing and abortion or just sterilizing large numbers of people. And
okay,
in the 1920s and 30s, Margaret Sanger and other progressives, they argued that, you know, we could solve all our social problems, criminality, alcoholism, domestic abuse, by weeding out the people with the genetic tendencies for this kind of bad behavior. And they managed to pass laws in 13 American states that anyone who failed a culturally biased IQ test, and that basically leaned towards if you were a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant who spoke perfect English, if you failed one of these biased IQ tests, you would be either sterilized or even castrated by the government. 13 American states, some of these laws were on the books into the 1970s, and the Nazis explicitly modeled their eugenics program on the one Planned Parenthood came up with, and they brought Harry Laughlin, Margaret Sanger's right-hand man, to Nazi Germany on a whirlwind tour and gave him a Nazi academic award, which he accepted and proudly wore.
When we come back, we will be talking about Richard Dawkins and eugenics and John Zmirak.
They will tell you you can't sleep alone in a strange place.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Water levels are dropping, but more rain is coming for parts of the flood-ravaged South, prolonging the misery in neighborhoods with long cleanups ahead. Hard-hit central Mississippi is under a flash flood watch. The National Weather Prediction Center says the threat of heavy rain will be greatest today in parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. A battle brewing in the Senate over compelling testimony from the whistleblower behind the White House impeachment of President Trump. The Senate Intelligence Committee is taking a second look at seeking testimony from the whistleblower whose complaint led to the failed effort by House Democrats to drive President Trump from office. President Trump announcing several new pardons and commutations. The president commuted the 14-year prison sentence of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. He had served almost 8 years after being found guilty of crimes that included seeking to sell an appointment to Barack Obama's old Senate seat. This is SRN News.
Hack Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. NMLS ID 128231. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer not available in Washington. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
You see it on TV every day. Global turmoil. But these international events help keep interest rates low and may even drive them lower. In response, we at Cash Call Mortgage have lowered our interest rates for the new year. And that's great news for homeowners. If you have a current rate above 2.99%, call us to see how much you can save. If you qualify, we'll even pay your closing costs. And we can close your refi in as fast as 20 days with no upfront deposit. With our low interest rates and no closing costs if you qualify, there's never been a better time to lock in a low rate before it's gone. For a free quote, go to cashcallmortgage.com or call 800-299-1364. That's 800-299-1364. 800-299-1364.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you're a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that annual maintenance fees are coming due, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Thankfully, we can help. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others across the country. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Lone Star Transfer has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We are a family-owned business and will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's LoneStarTransfer.com.
Well, a I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillac.
Hey there, folks. Man, that's a great song. I want to hear that song, but we've got John Zmirak on the line from Dallas, so we can listen to that song another time. John Zmirak, we're talking about eugenics and Richard Dawkins. Richard Dawkins, of course, is the very famous atheist in England who is pro-eugenics, and he made this outrageous. He sent this tweet that, look, it's factual, but it is provocative, and it's a bit outrageous. He's saying that eugenics works on animals. In other words, we do it all the time when we're breeding animals. So he suggests we should do it with human beings. He suggests
No. Let me correct you, Eric.
Yeah.
Let me correct you. He said it would work, but we shouldn't do it for moral reasons. That's what's interesting here. He is an atheist materialist who says that we are merely the result of cosmic accidents. And he spends all his time trying to dismiss the idea that divine intelligence is behind the origin of life. He spends all his time trying to come up with meaningless mechanistic processes that explain the origin of life and the development of animals and of us. And like other Darwinists, he accepts the most ludicrous, outlandish theories for how life originated from dead chemicals floating around on the Earth. And if you actually look into this, you'll see, if you look into origin of life studies, and I've learned a lot about this from the Discovery Institute, scientists have absolutely no idea how the first life originated on Earth. They don't have the first clue. Even the most advanced scientists working with all the equipment and all the tools they have, rigging the experiment, trying to create conditions like the Earth before life arose, they cannot come close to assembling a single molecule of DNA, much less molecules that replicate themselves and then create something like an original cell. We know absolutely nothing about the origin of life. It is as much a mystery to us as it was to the Aztecs and to the Vikings, okay? But people like Dawkins pretend that we know it just happens spontaneously. It's obvious. No. The odds of life arising from non-life
are
so infinitesimally small. It's like a bowl of alphabet soup spelling out a speech from a Shakespeare play.
Okay, so I wonder how many young people don't know what alphabet soup is. Hang on, because we covered a lot of things in that last sentence, John. You're talking about Richard Dawkins, and I want to talk about the origin of life in a moment, or maybe at another time. It's a very interesting subject. I love talking about it. But you're saying that your article on Richard Dawkins and his tweet, you're saying that he argues against eugenics on moral grounds, but he is a materialist atheist.
Right, so he has absolutely no grounds for moral grounds. What's interesting is that Richard Dawkins and all the other liberals who believe in Darwinism, they want the politics and the society that are made possible by the Christian, Judeo-Christian worldview. They want, like Martin Luther King's dream of equality and justice and fairness. Absolutely none of that emerges from a Darwinian universe.
Well, universe. No, hang on. I'm just a little confused. I would suspect that Richard Dawkins is pro-abortion and
But he's anti-eugenics. You read the tweet.
This is what I'm trying to say. This is the point of this conversation, is that it. Where does somebody like this, I would expect him to be ideologically in bed with Margaret Sanger and Friedrich Nietzsche and Dr. Mengele.
No.
Why is Richard Dawkins, who is an atheist materialist and who is vicious toward people who are Christians, people who believe in God, why does he think eugenics is wrong? We know why it's wrong. You and I know. And
right.
He, I would think, doesn't know. So what is the point of your article?
Richard Dawkins has admitted that he likes the kind of society created by a liberal Christian worldview. He likes living in an England with the church. He likes the music of the Church of England. He likes having the Church of England around. He wouldn't be comfortable in a society run by Sharia, by Muslims. He wants the side effects of Christianity, good manners, a sense of fairness, playing cricket honestly by the rules. He wants all the side effects of the worldview that Martin Luther King believed in, that we are creatures of God. But the worldview that he actually holds, Darwin's worldview, more likely, more logically leads to Nazism. Hitler is the first politician to take Darwin literally. He said survival of the fittest, yes, and in fact I will apply this to nations. And the German nation and the Aryan race are the fittest and they deserve to survive, so I will take Darwinism seriously and build an ethical system based on it.
Okay, so the question remains, why is Richard Dawkins against eugenics? I don't get it, because if Margaret Sanger is pro-eugenics and pro-abortion, I would think that Richard Dawkins – I mean, think of Peter Singer. People like that have no problem with killing a newborn child. They don't see it as having any different value than a dog or a pig or a goat. Why is Richard Dawkins, the atheist, against eugenics?
It's arbitrary, Eric, and that's the point. Liberals who want – to be against racism. There is no good Darwinian argument against racism.
Correct.
There is no good Darwinian argument against genocide. There is no good Darwinian argument on any moral issue. If you believe that we are here just because of an accidental process and the ruthless survival of the fittest, and you believe that's the origin of life and the essence of life, by what right do you suddenly bring in these
Exactamundo. We're going to be right back talking to John Zemirak. Don't go away.
And everything looks worse in black and white. Kodachrome.
Now, Albin, we didn't make New Year's resolutions.
No. Neither.
Did you?
No.
I didn't either.
No.
But you know what? A lot of people did. And one of them, for some people, is to get out of pain. A lot of people deal with chronic pain. I do, okay? And I would say within a few weeks, almost everybody who is listening, if you're dealing with this, you can get out of pain. Most of you can. Pete and Seth Talbot, that's the father and son owners of Relief Factor, have created the three-week quick start pack of Relief Factor, and they've discounted it to $19.95. So this is a New Year's resolution. You can very likely accomplish getting out of pain, neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, general muscle aches, pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. Honestly, it works for me. That's why I rave about it. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Get the quick start pack, $19.95. You'll know within 3 weeks. Or you can call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. It works.
Coming to theaters for one day only. Patterns of Evidence, The Red Sea Miracle.
My first question as a geographer is, where was the sea that was parted and crossed?
For nearly two decades, investigative filmmaker Timothy Mahoney has been searching for evidence of one of the Bible's most epic miracles, the parting of the Red Sea.
We're talking about a miraculous event of unprecedented proportion, of God's saving power.
The Red Sea Miracle, part one in theaters for one day only on February 18th. Get tickets today at patternsofevidence.com/Red Sea.
Sponsored by Bonner & Partners, LLC. Text and data rates may apply.
If you've been keeping an eye on the market, then you know that 5G technology is set to take over the telecommunications sector at any minute. High-speed internet that's 100 times faster than anything available now, powerful enough to enable companies to finally realize the potential of self-driving cars, remote surgery, plus internet access fast enough to download entire movies in just a couple of seconds. The company that manufactures the key component that powers the 5G revolution is the cornerstone of the Near Future Report by analyst Jeff Brown that shows you the top tech stocks that will help you to invest in the early stages of the 5G revolution. Text the word tech to 76280 now to get the Near Future Report. We'll send you a link to your free video presentation directly to your mobile device or computer. Get in on the ground floor of this 5G revolution with the Near Future Report. You'll learn about the device that every American will need in the early stages of 5G. Text tech to 76280 to see the Near Future Report. Text the word tech to 76280.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com.
We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You're probably in your car right now, wondering what you'll have for dinner tonight. Imagine that when you get home, your Solaire infrared grill will be at 1,000 degrees in 3 minutes. That's right, just 3 minutes. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills faster, so that in a matter of minutes, you could be sitting down to a great-tasting grilled dinner any and every night of the week. Your smoker or low-slow barbecue is great for the weekend, but the hot, fast speed and convenience of Solaire infrared grills make them your everyday go-to grill. And they aren't just for searing steaks. Solaire infrared grills also enhance fish, chicken, pork, shrimp, veggies, and fruit. Virtually everything your family enjoys. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Solaire infrared at besthotgrill.com.
I'll say goodbye to all my sorrow, and by tomorrow I'll be on my way. I guess the Lord must be in New York City.
Well, there ain't no guessing about it. He's here. And I'm talking to John Zmierich, who's in Dallas. Now, John, the Lord is in New York City. The Beagles are in Dallas. We're talking about an article you wrote at Stream called "Why Would Materialist Richard Dawkins Wrinkle His Nose at Eugenics?" So the point you're making, and I basically make this point all the time, it's so important. We could talk about this for years. You know, when you have a view that the Bible is meaningless and that there's no God, it follows logically, and you've just been saying this, it follows perfectly logically that there's nothing wrong with racism, that killing the unborn and killing the born is not immoral. Eugenics, this idea of trying to raise a master race the way Hitler wanted to, there's nothing immoral about it. And yet, people on the left who are materialists, some of them have a problem with eugenics. It really is kind of bizarre. I still don't understand why they get exercised about this.
Well, here's why, Eric. In the absence of God, in the absence of Christianity, in the absence of the Bible, these people still have the religious impulse that is in the human heart. Dawkins would sneeringly call it the God gene, but people need a religion. Even if they don't have one they actually believe in, they grab one and they treat it as a religion. And what has become the ersatz imitation styrofoam religion of the left is anti-racism. Racism is bad, period. That's their starting point. Okay, that is their premise.
Right.
You can't argue. That's their premise. Racism is bad. You don't have to say why. Don't ask why. If you ask why, we're going to get you fired.
Well, no, but this is, I mean, look, in a lot of my speeches, I kind of throw this out there. I don't follow up on it. But I say that if you don't believe, and we're reiterating the same stuff here, but just if you don't believe in the God of the Bible, if you don't believe in him, then why is racism wrong? I know why it's wrong. You know why it's wrong. Because God says we are all made in his image and he loves us equally. And we're to treat each other the way he wants us to treat those whom he loves. And so we know why racism is wrong. But if somebody doesn't believe in the God of the Bible, you say to them, why is it wrong? Why should I accept your premise? And they have absolutely no answer.
Eric, if they were to speak honestly, they would say racism is wrong because it's the kind of thing with which blue-collar people with missing front teeth whose butt cracks show up in Walmart, it's the kind of thing they do. It's the kind of thing that ignorant people with bad taste who drink beer that's not microbrews and vote for politicians I don't like. It's all entirely based on class associations. Racism is tacky. It's associated with less educated people who might not go to the gym as often. So that's why it's bad. That's the
right.
only reason.
Right, which is to say they have no reason. And I think that it's incumbent on us, John, at this point, and you're doing it by writing this article and we're doing it in this program, but I think it's incumbent on us to push this. In other words, I think we have to say, explain to me
why racism is wrong. Otherwise, according to what you believe, it is not wrong. I will explain to you why it's wrong according to what I believe. I think we need to push this more because we've, for some reason, allowed ourselves to be put on the defensive. And I think that the time has run out on, you know, the you know, when you're running on fumes, you know, you're out of gas. I think that the cultural left is out of gas. There are very few fumes left. And we have to say what you got in terms of moral outrage and all this about right and wrong and racism, you got from a Christian culture. You want to destroy that culture. You've effectively destroyed it. So tell us what is left and why you hold the views you do. I think that we need to do that.
Absolutely. But we have to recognize that what they have is a tribal religion of the upper and upper middle class. And just as the ancient Romans didn't necessarily deeply believe in the gods of Rome,
right,
but they certainly wanted the Roman Empire to continue, and they had this superstitious idea that doing sacrifices to Jupiter and Juno had something to do with preserving the empire.
Mm.
And they weren't deeply metaphysically convinced of the reality of paganism, but they were following the gods of the city. The new gods of the city are anti-racism, LGBTQ, and globalism. And so they're going to follow the gods of the city whether or not the arguments for them make any sense.
And you know, it's funny, John, because you're quite right. It's a simple issue of might makes right. In other words, they say we have the cultural power. We're going to use it. We're going to enforce it. If you had said to the Romans, Jupiter doesn't exist, and for you to believe that Jupiter exists or any of your gods is idiocy, it's lunacy, they would have said, shut up or we will crucify you. They didn't have a logical argument. And it seems interesting to me what you're saying, that the secular left today, neither do they have an argument and neither do they feel any pressure to make an argument. Really,
that's right.
It's sophistry and power.
That's right. It is the velvet fist on the meal on the it's the velvet glove on the steel fist.
Yeah.
I mean, it here's the most beautiful example of it. The Chinese government is saying that Western countries that don't want them to this 5G technology that would give the Chinese Communist Party
right.
a back door into all our phones
right.
and computers, if you're against that, you're a racist.
Right.
At the same time, the Chinese government is running concentration camps where they locked up more than a million Uyghur Muslims
yeah.
and are torturing them.
Yeah.
That's peak anti-racism.
Gosh. It's very hard, you know, it's hard to face the brokenness in culture. I think as I was growing up, you know, you just kind of want to believe like the world's a decent place. And when you buy into the Christian worldview that even though we're made in God's beautiful image, we are broken, we're sinners, and that the world reflects that. It is a wicked, wicked world. It's very hard for people in the West to get that and to understand that you have a nation of 1.3 billion being controlled by cruel, wicked people who aren't just godless. They're anti-God and they're anti-God's ideas, and they are genuinely cruel oppressors. You know, to accept that and then to fight them, you really need to know those things. And I think a lot of people don't, which is why we do this program. We'll be right back with John Zmirak.
Look no further than the Iowa caucus debacle for an example of a system set up to run smoothly, but when one unexpected variable goes wrong, the result is utter chaos. For the U.S. economy, the spread of the coronavirus looks like the most logical impending threat to create chaos and potentially destabilize the economy in the months to come. That's a devastating risk if you're heavy in stocks with no safeguard. Wise investors know to hedge against stock market collapse by utilizing physical precious metals. Noble Gold is a leader in this conservative financial strategy, offering extensive education, patient counsel, and expert guidance by phone. Whether you're a new collector of rare coins or a seasoned investor looking to diversify your portfolio, there's an analyst waiting to talk to you and provide you with a free gold investor's guide. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to learn more or call 877-646-5347 right now. That's 877-646-5347. Dial now.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott.
President Trump has announced new pardons and commutations.
The president commuted the 14-year prison sentence of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. He had served almost 8 years after being found guilty of crimes that included seeking to sell an appointment to Barack Obama's old Senate seat. Mr. Trump also granted clemency to financier Michael Milken and pardoned former NYPD Commissioner Bernie Kerik. Earlier, he pardoned former NFL owner Edward DeBartolo for his conviction in a gambling scandal. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Water levels are dropping, but more rain is coming for parts of the flood-ravaged South, prolonging the misery in neighborhoods with long cleanups ahead. The National Weather Prediction Center says the threat of heavy rain greatest today in parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. The Dow is down 156 points. The NASDAQ is up 7. This is SRN News.
Statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results will vary. If you tried to lose weight and failed, it wasn't your fault. According to leading medical experts, when we cut back on how much we eat, our body shifts into survival mode, reducing our metabolism and making us even hungrier. But now, a breakthrough discovery that helps you fight food cravings is available without a prescription. Riduzone uses your body's natural appetite control, a molecule called OEA, to break that cycle. Riduzone is the only product that contains OEA.
I've lost 75 pounds using Riduzone. My husband has lost 50 pounds using Riduzone. Riduzone has made it so that we eat less food, and it has taken away the cravings that we used to have. Riduzone has made it so that I can lose the weight without feeling hungry.
Go to Riduzone.com. Use promo code today to save up to 65% off your order. That's Riduzone.com. Save up to 65% and get free shipping by using promo code today at Riduzone.com. That's Riduzone.com.
Hey there, folks. We're not going to bring you down. We're going to bring you up because we got John Zmirak on the phone. John Zmirak, you maniac, you. What were we talking about?
Oh, eugenics.
We were talking about how Darwinism undermines any argument against racism or discrimination. The survival of the fittest is the most ruthless, soulless, Machiavellian mechanism we could possibly imagine. And if it is effectively God, because it created all life, and it created us, and made us in its image and likeness, if natural selection has replaced the God of the Bible, the whole idea of seeking equality and fairness and kindness is absolutely absurd, and we see that in action. In some countries, 90% of children diagnosed with Down syndrome are aborted and killed, and they're calling that a cure. I recently saw over the weekend there's this horrible genetic condition that's endemic to Eastern European Jewish people. It's called Tay-Sachs disease.
Right.
And kids born with it rarely, they suffer and they rarely live past age four. People are now saying, "Oh, we've eradicated this disease virtually, and this is could be an example of successful positive eugenics." You look at the fine print; they're just aborting any kid that they find in the womb who has it. That's not a cure.
Yeah, don't
you,
you don't have to watch the child die. You can kill it yourself.
That's right. We could cure the problem of racism by eliminating any pesky minority populations we don't like by aborting them all, which is what Planned Parenthood is doing its best to do by setting up all its clinics in the ghetto. Here's a film I would recommend to people. If you want to really get the connection between Darwinism and racism, there's a film that the Discovery Institute made called Human Zoos. Get hold of the film Human Zoos, and it will show you how, when they were trying to sell Darwinism to a population of mostly Bible Christians, they used racism. They would show you these charts of the missing link, you know, from ape to man, and they would put black people and Chinese people and Hispanic people as links between the ape and the white man. And they actually set up zoos where they would bring people from what they call primitive cultures, from the jungles in the Philippines, and they would exhibit them. The first U.S. World's Fair in St. Louis had exhibits of people from primitive cultures as if they were primitive animals. And at the Bronx Zoo, several of Margaret Sanger's friends who helped found the Museum of Natural History, including Madison Grant, who still has a species of caribou named after him, they exhibited a pygmy, a man named Ota Benge, who'd been kidnapped from Africa. They exhibited him in the gorilla cage for 2 weeks so people could come and gawk at this missing link between man and ape.
John, this is really such a big conversation. We're out of time. Let me ask you, is Human Zoos available like on Netflix or Hulu or any of those?
Yeah, on Amazon.
On Amazon Prime? Okay, I'm going to watch it tonight because Human Zoos, the Discovery Institute, anything they do, they've created so much great stuff. We're out of time. My friend, very grateful that you would talk to us today. Give our love to the Beagles, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, sir. Have fun.
Just all right, oh yeah.